next meeting to order.
No, I'm over it. I'm over it.
All right. Roll call, Erica.
Here.
Sorry. I looked at her.
Here.
Judy.
Present.
Cassie.
Yes.
Ellen.
Here.
Bruce.
Here.
We look Liz. Alike.
I was looking at Ellen's little. Then Ann said she would not be here. I haven't heard from James. And Chrissy may or may not come. She may have the bug that's been floating around. So we'll see if she does or not. All right. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes from last meeting? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any public comment? All right. Approval of reports? There are none. Bills and purchase requests? Everybody's had a chance to look at them. I'll accept the motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right.
Aye.
Judy?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Aye. Ellen?
Aye.
Bruce?
Yes.
Liz? All right. Administrative reports. Tony, you're up first.
All right. Might as well talk bureaucracy here. Give you guys just a couple maps. So. So the first one is a map of the 22 local workforce areas in the state of Illinois. So like us, there's 21 other areas that receive Department of Labor funding for workforce programs. The second map with the new Wiola legislation.
Wait a minute. Which one was that?
Shows you the 10 regions. So there has to be regional plans besides the local plan. So if you look at us, we are Region 9. We're included with St. Clair County and the other four counties in their local area, Monroe, Randolph, Clinton, and Washington. We're also included with Jersey and Calhoun County in Area 21, which is the area above us. We have found out in the last couple months that Department of Labor regulations under the new law calls for all counties in a local area needs to also be in the same region. So moving forward, it appears that Jersey and Calhoun will be joining our area. So our local area is going to go from Madison and Bond to Madison, Jersey, and Calhoun. The time frame, this is all pretty preliminary, but the time frame that I am hearing is that they'll do preliminary work through July of this year, start to get things in place, and then next year will be a transition year. So the first year that this will probably be fully functional, fiscal year 20, which begins in July of 19. But I just wanted to let everybody know that this is coming. I'm not sure what the process is. I mean, at one point there were 26 local areas. That's why you see numbers up to 26, and now there's 22, because throughout the last 15 years, several have combined, and people say that they've had this combining. It's not been an easy process. So, I mean, for Madison County, we're still the biggest. We will still be the grant recipient, so the money will flow through us. It will probably affect the amount of money we get, because Jersey and Calhoun will add extra bodies to us, more Jersey than Calhoun. So it's very preliminary, but I wanted to let you all know that this is coming. So as we move forward, the more I hear, I will share with you. So
I've been reading about Jersey getting an enterprise zone.
Right, they got an enterprise zone, and supposedly there's
it's probably going to run right into Godfrey, which right. is in Madison County,
right.
So will this be beneficial with the development of that?
It could be. I mean, I know that there's talk of a rail yard in Jerseyville that they're working on. I think that's the first thing in the enterprise zone. So, I mean, there's probably other development coming. So that's beneficial to those people from the northern part of the county that may go to Jerseyville for the jobs as well. So it'll be, I mean, the benefit will be it'll be better coordination for us with those areas.
With those areas. Yeah. And from what I've been reading, they're talking about that it's even going to benefit smaller businesses. They're not, their emphasis is more on smaller businesses than larger businesses.
I would think in that area, yeah.
Along that 67 corridor.
Correct.
Then you would say this is a good thing, with your good report.
Yes and no. I'm not sure. It's too early to tell. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to. I think having Jersey County with us will be a benefit for us.
There's so few people in Calhoun.
Right, it's Calhoun, like, we might get a deal on peaches and apples or something. So my understanding is the biggest employer in Calhoun County, somebody was telling me, is the company that makes Billy Bob Teeth.
Oh yeah, that's a multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah, Billy Bob Teeth, you know the fake. It's in Calhoun County somewhere.
I just thought they had peaches. That's deep peaches.
That's what I heard. Yeah, they're quite not so.
New products.
Yeah. But anyway, that's all I have for this month. So I just wanted to give you the preliminaries that it appears this is coming. We were told that Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity could have asked for a waiver to leave the regions the way they were, and they decided not to do that. So yeah, and I see there's benefits for us actually as we move forward with what's going on up there. So,
thank you. Any other questions? No. All right, moving on. Community development update.
Are we getting plenty of money to run our programs? You funding?
Sure.
I want to hear good things. Money.
Never enough.
As far as DCO, the special conditions that we have, I submitted the report through December 31st, so we're good now that we have an administrator in place. And next quarter, we will submit another report. We'll talk about training at that point. We're treating probably maybe possibly this committee too. Probably similar to the training.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's pretty standard, probably terms that were given to employment and training back when they came and did training for everyone. And
I think it was in June, right?
Right, yeah.
Something similar to that, but we're good for now.
Good. Come a long way since that started. A good way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wanted to share with everyone the most up-to-date information about our Project Homeless Connect and point-in-time count that's going to be happening at the end of the month. If anyone has any questions, I would be more than happy to try to answer them.
You want to pass them around? That'd be great.
The homeless count went down. It went quite a bit. Sure. And it was like, wasn't it when you say before it was like last year 400 to someone out with 100 or something? Or am I wrong?
No, actually, our numbers from the 2 years didn't change drastically. The numbers that you may be referring to are two different definitions of homelessness.
Okay.
We have a much larger number that we have a more broad definition, a more liberal definition,
mm-hmm.
and then we have the strict HUD definition of homelessness, mm-hmm. and those numbers are much lower. So the broader definition includes people who are doubled up,
mm-hmm.
Two families in the same residence, usually overcrowded, folks that are at risk of becoming homeless. In other words, they're behind on their rent, they're being evicted. We count that in our larger numbers that we typically publish to the general public, but the numbers I report to HUD are based on that strict,
mm-hmm.
you are either in an emergency shelter or you are literally on the street.
With the weather and it being so cold and everything, has there been an extra problem?
We've not really seen any difference in the phone calls coming in. That number seems to be pretty steady every day.
Hmm.
If folks seem to be able to find a place to stay when that extreme weather hits. Fortunately, although we have had some fatalities in the region because of the cold. Yeah.
Because of homelessness?
Yes, certainly. In St. Louis, I mean, typically you'll
in the region.
See that. Right, in the region.
Yeah. One guy in a dumpster.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
was that?
I found him in a dumpster.
Oh, I did.
Well, there was another gentleman in a porta potty too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where he apparently lived.
Yeah. Pretty sad situation. But if you could help us get the word out, we would be very grateful. This is an opportunity for us to connect with those folks and try to get them into housing, or at least get them some services leading to housing. So any help you could provide us would be greatly appreciated. There is transportation information in the back, so we do provide transportation to and from the event that will be at the River of Life Church in on Fosterburg Road in Alton. It's our second year at this venue. They've been very gracious to us and allow us to invade their space. For that one day, we have a lot of our vendors come in and provide services, as well as restaurants that are donating some really great food for us. We feed not only the participants who are coming for services, but all of our volunteers as well. So you're more than welcome to attend. Drop in, get a nice hot meal from one of our local restaurants, and mingle with the folks.
Is there anything on the eastern side of the county?
At this point, no. We're just not able to line that up.
There's been space heater fires with large, where the mother and father were burned in Miracle Manor. And you can, you know, give your donation to them and stuff like that. But I often wondered, how long do we take care of these people, because they become homeless when their home is built. Or, you know, and the church takes them. Everybody is so kind in Granite and Madison to those folks. But you have to wonder what happens to them later, you know, where they go.
We have some programs that we're able to provide some extended assistance, but it's limited in the amount of money we have and the number of people we can assist. But yeah, we've been fairly successful, I believe, with our programs where we're able to stabilize folks, get them into their own place, help them with employment, certainly send them to employment and training for any kind of benefits that they may be they may qualify for there. But employment is certainly the key. You know, it's hard to pay the rent if you don't have a job, and it's
hard
to get
a job
if
you're homeless.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What's your address? I don't have one. What's your phone number? I don't have one.
So they are definitely interconnected.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Good. All right. Anybody have anything else? All right. On old business, as there is none, our next meeting is Monday, February 12th. Accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thank you. February 19th.
Yeah, 14th. All right.